Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And man, I've had so much fun doing the summer internship series. And joining us today, she is the intern with the Legal and Compliance Department. Please say hello to Catherine Nguyen. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
It is so great to have you on the show. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much for
Studio audience is very excited. So tell us a bit about you and your background with school and everything. Sounds like you like to go to school.
I'm a triple gator. I got my bachelor's in finance at the University of Florida, got my master's in international business at the University of Florida, and also I'm currently in law school at the University of Florida.
And you are going into your third year of law school starting in the fall. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Now, the knuckleheads in the studio audience are asking me if they can get your help with some traffic tickets, but I told them that's probably not the kind of law that you're studying. But this is just our studio audience. They're such freeloaders, Catherine. You have to excuse them. That is impressive. A bachelor's degree, master's degree, rolling into your final year of law school. Folks that don't know, law school is usually about 3 years. So you are the internship, and it makes perfect sense now to know that you are the intern in the legal and compliance department. What kind of things have you been doing during your internship?
I've been reviewing a lot of documents that come in, so power of attorneys, trust documents, and kind of converting that into more everyday language so that people in the community financial centers can understand what's going on in these documents. I'm also working on different types of research for the banking industry, mortgages, and fraud. Whenever any issues come in, usually I'll get asked to research a little bit more, give some sort of analysis to my supervisors in order for them to make a decision. And I've attended a court hearing, and tomorrow I'm going to be going to mediation with one of the attorneys here, and next week I'll be attending another court hearing as well.
Wow. So for folks that don't know, you know, they think of the credit union, hey, it's just where I go and, you know, I get my loan or I do my everyday transaction. There is a lot of compliance and legal stuff that goes on at a big banking brand like GTE Financial, isn't there?
Yes. There's just all these things that you don't think about that occur every single day. We work with so many people within the community, and there's always something that comes up. And it's not only like on the legal side where we have to make sure that, you know, we go to court and fight whatever battle we need to fight, but at the same time, it's also making sure that we follow all these federal regulations and that we're in compliance with all those rules.
Well, for folks who don't know, mistakes in compliance can end up costing the credit union a lot of money. So that's great because you really are seeing, we talk about it all the time, that it doesn't matter what department you're in at the credit union, everyone has a responsibility for very, very minute details. And that's certainly very, very true in the legal and compliance department. I've had such a good time talking to the interns. I think what's really surprised me, in fact, we had one of the interns on my national show, is that this is not the old-fashioned internship where you sit around waiting for somebody to say, go make copies, go do this. You're actively involved in doing things at the credit union. So I wanted to ask you, how do you think that's going to benefit you both personally and professionally?
Personally, it's a very welcome environment here. So they really care about the community and are very involved. I was able to participate with the GTE scholarship, and that was where they had a bunch of judges come in who were prominent figures within the community, and they read maybe a couple hundred essays and gave back to these students who performed well in their scholarship competition. So that was really cool, and every month there's some sort of charity to be involved in, to volunteer at or to donate to. So it's, that for me personally is something that I would like to carry on afterwards. As far as professionally, I feel like there's so much to learn from the attorneys here and the people that I meet as far as their insights and their knowledge and their experiences that they've had. And I think that I'm opening myself to a new world as far as learning more about the banking industry, and a lot that goes on every day within the credit union is something completely new for me.
That's great. Now you're going into your final year of law school. You mentioned international law. Have you thought about maybe what area you want to focus on once you do get your license to practice?
I've always had a passion for business, and I've always wanted to go in some sort of corporate or business law, but I'm not really picky right now. I feel like I'm still a new, fresh attorney next year when I step out into the field and start my job search. So experience is kind of the most important thing that I'm looking for, but I definitely would like to focus more on business and corporate.
Well, I think that's great, man. You talk about executing a plan. It sounds like you're really you got it all figured out. I think that's great. I know. I think you guys have got a few weeks left as interns, and it certainly sounds like this has been a great experience for you. And I know it's been a great experience for GTE
yes.
Financial. We always end the interview on just kind of a fun question. What was the last song that you listened to?
Driving into work today, I was listening to Try from Colby Calais that came on the radio. So.
Okay. Well, I don't know the song, but I do actually know who Colby Calais is because some of the names the interns have dropped on me. I'm like, who? You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's a
awesome.
Really beautiful song. So, yeah, that was the last song I listened to.
Well, she's got a lot of great, great songs. A few years back, I make a living as a podcaster and a professional speaker, and I was doing events with these two musicians. And of course, they were much younger than I was, so they introduced me to a lot of music that I would not have heard of otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And Colby Calais was one of the artists that I had never heard of, and really did actually enjoy a lot of her music. Well, that's great. It's interesting that so many people. I always tell people this when I'm talking to folks about why they should incorporate the use of music more into their brand. I always say nobody wakes up to or works out to a PowerPoint presentation. I got to add, nobody drives to work listening to a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah,
most people listen
exactly.
to music. So I think that's great. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning. We wish you nothing but the absolute best, although it sounds like you have got it figured out, young lady. So this is really great. And we wish you all the very, very best as you go back to school and finish your final year of law school. And on behalf of everybody here at GTE Radio 193.5, Catherine, thank you so very, very kindly for joining
us
this morning.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right. That's Catherine Nguyen, everybody. Wow. Smart. Man, bachelor's degree, master's degree, and a law degree. Whew, smart lady right there. Hey, folks, you heard it. Doesn't matter where you are in the credit union, we're all responsible for the great live performance that we put on each and every day. And you heard it. You know, one of the reasons we're able to do so much great stuff for our community, all you have to do is jump out on the Facebook page. It seems like every single week we're helping out somewhere in town, somewhere in our area, scholarships, guide dogs, any nonprofit organization you can think of, GTE is always there helping out. One of the reasons we do that is because we're not spending a lot of money on fines for not having our legal and compliance stuff the way it's supposed to be. And so that's also a big part of our brand. And I'm so glad Catherine is seeing that aspect of the credit union, which honestly is not always the most fun thing to talk about. I've been to a few compliance conferences. It's not always as fun as talking about marketing and stuff like that, but a very, very important part of the brand. Hey, folks, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, my name is Jason Dyes, and we'll talk to you all next week. Take care.